move into it. Number two, the next mistake I believe is that there is no return on your decisions. You know, the thing when you can make decisions really fast is that, like this, you can make them. When you are unable to make decisions that fast, there's no return on your decisions because it's so slow that you're not even getting any returns, or the returns are very few and far between. Especially when you're working in an environment that absolutely causes for you to make tough calls. When you are making those tough calls, when you are not making those decisions and those tough calls aren't being made because there's like procrastination, it is holding you back and you are unable to then produce the return on your decisions at a pace or a speed that is required. And when you have no return on your decision, there's no feedback, there's no data, there's no analyzing from what it is that is working to what is needing to work, to what has worked, to what may need to work, and going forward, how do you make more decisions when you're not even sure what it is that those decisions you have been making are actually resulting in? Oh my gosh, that was like pretty full on right there, right? But it's gold, because I always say data never lies. And I believe this because when we know what we're making or not making, so in decision making, when we are making decisions, what are the results of those decisions that we're making? And then not just that, but then at the speed of what decision, you know, what are we making them? Because that speed is also giving us idea of what the results are that we're going to get in the future, let alone what we've been getting right to this day. And this impacts many leaders across the board who work with big teams. And when you know where you're at, and you're only getting feedback little bits by little bits, it is really hard to keep the vision of where you want to go, or for your team, where the team's meant to go, if you're only getting part of the story, if you're only getting a little bit of what is actually happening when you're making decisions. And you know, this affects what you're doing, the result that you bring, and it affects what decisions you need to make as you progress forward. So your decisions or the decision process massively affects your progress. And the results that you bring to the table will be impacted massively by whether or not you're making decisions fast or slow. And when you make the decisions at a slow pace, think of it, the return on your decisions, often the return is slow. And if we go back to thinking, how does this affect everything that you're doing and your leadership across the, you know, your community, then you're probably not getting the feedback that maybe you need for your next decision until it's too late, or it's way down the track and you've missed the opportunity because it's taken you so long on getting the returns from the decision you've made. So it's extremely important that there is certainty when you know what decisions to make. And certainty comes from when you know what results you really want and the outcome you want in each decision as you're taking action and implementing it for your overall outcome in completion. These decisions are important because this just does not happen unless you know how to make decisions. So, here's one of the little tricks, or the hacks I call it, that I have with clients. And that is that I ask clients to have non-negotiables. Things that are important because it's certainty that unless you make a decision and keep doing it, life will not happen, or their business will not happen, or their company or your team or your community will not go forward and have movement unless you have absolute foundations of non-negotiables in the way that you make decisions. So non-negotiables, for example, in my world, are things like this. I'm absolutely pumped about making sure that I am modeling not just for my sphere of influence out there, but more importantly, one of my non-negotiables is that I'm role modeling where I want my children, or the legacy I want to leave behind for my children. I want to make sure that in the way that I spend my time, that there is non-negotiables that is family time. And that means creating times where it is important that I have adventures with my family, I have just time where they are feeling special, listened to, wanted, and just seeing where they're at, and then times as families, as a family, that we are learning, and that's a non-negotiable for me in my schedule. And the other one is that my partner, my husband, that I'm spending time with him, and we are growing and not staying at the same point every year. And that's a non-negotiable. So another non-negotiable in business across, the companies that I'm involved in is my partnerships. So it's friendships with colleagues, it's partnerships in where I'm to partner up with someone. There's certain non-negotiables in those relationships that I do not budge on. And this is really important because it's these things that create my decisions and affect the results that I bring. So if I go back to the family thing, okay, my non-negotiable about hanging out with my husband or my family. We are nomadic at this moment, and so that means that we travel the world with our children. And so it's important for us to not just have our work in beautiful locations, because there's a lot of that going on as well. It's to make sure that in those locations we're having those moments with our family. So whether that's being on the back of an elephant and as a family, each one of us going out on an elephant in the beautiful nature, spending time laughing and enjoying these beautiful creatures and finding out what it's like in the world of elephants, or on the top of a camel in the middle of the Sahara Desert and experiencing the dust, the dry environment, and the life of of a camel and its owner, or whether it's to spend time with my husband, and after finishing events, making sure before we head back to our children and our life back in Sydney, that we go and take some time out in Bora Bora, in Tahiti, to just enjoy each other, hang out together, reflect together, and get our next sort of vision of where we're heading together by spending this valuable time and going on some fun little adventures. You know, that was like a pretty amazing time for us as a couple, because for me, I actually, you know, really faced one of my major fears, which was jumping into the open ocean and swimming with sharks. And so we did that as an activity one day, where we literally jumped in with a whole lot of sharks, and then we swam with stingrays, and it was magnificent. Why? Because it was something that I conquered, not just with me, but I conquered with my partner. And this is one of my non-negotiables, is to do some of my journey and enjoy my journey with him. And because of it, I made sure that in our calendar, I created space for it so that things like this happen. And that's what a non-negotiable is. That's what I can make sure clients have in their schedules, their calendars, their diaries, that there are things that are non-negotiables that are made because you're very certain on them. It's really making sure that you know your non-negotiables to make sure that you can get progress, so that you aren't stuck and remain in the stuck. It helps you to be very clear on what progress forward you're to make and how to make those decisions as you move forward. Because what it does is it gives you real certainty around your decisions, and it means that you know what your yeses are. And that's really important, but it's also important because it allows you to know what your no's are as well. So often, people will go yes, 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 and actually it's not all about that. It's time for you to know what your no's are and to know what your yeses are. Knowing the return on your decision is so important, and it helps for you to make decisions and make them clearly.